The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Adam in London, shipbuilding. Adam.
Yeah, this is sad, really. One of the great names of British industry is about to go into administration and therefore may well disappear. The Harland and Wolff shipyard in Belfast. This is the place that built the Titanic, where there was once a workforce of 30,000. During the Second World War, they built 140 warships and 500 tanks. But frankly, for the last 50 years, the yard's been in decline. In fact, they made their last Royal Navy ship 16 years ago. And two things, Alan, it's the way of the world, isn't it? A, there are fewer ships about generally, and B, there are cheaper places to build them than Great Britain. So, I mean, it's sad.
Sad. Especially for the built the Titanic.
Yeah. It's Harland and Wolff where it all began. And all
you think, and employed 30,000 people at the height in their prime, eh? Harland and Wolff. Now, what are we talking about around the world in a Spitfire? You're kidding me. Come on.
How's this? Yeah, a little bit of the spirit of Amy Johnson or Alcock and Brown. Remember, we were talking about them not so long ago.
Yeah.
Across the Atlantic. Well, two aeroplane enthusiasts have fully restored and renovated a Second World War Spitfire. I mean, rivet by rivet, they've done the whole thing. They've rebuilt this 76-year-old silver Spitfire, and they have now set off around the world. They're going to fly to 30 countries, 100 pit stops, more or less 6 months.
Is this an open cockpit?
Trip. No, it's the classic Spitfire with a little glass canopy.
Yes, right.
It's a tiny plane. I mean, it's built for one, and they're going to take it in turns. And frankly, in this day and age, you wouldn't want to do a Spitfire for more than about 5 miles, really, but they're going to do 27,000 of them.
Good on you. Good on you. I'm glad it's them and not us. All right, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.